This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. My guest today is the incredible Melissa Etheridge.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, this is my pleasure. What a wonderful station you got here.
You've got an incredible career looking back. A couple of Grammy Awards, multiple Grammy nominations, an Academy Award. First of all, congratulations on everything that you have already accomplished.
Thank you. It's been a wonderful journey. And I think my favorite part of it is that I'm still doing what I love.
Yeah.
I get to still do it at the level I love.
You have a new album that just came out called This Is M.E. Little play on words, right? This is
yes,
me,
yes.
But it's M period E period. Mm-hmm. And on it, and as you speak about it, you seem to have a new energy and a vitality to everything about you. You're writing, you're performing. This one is an album that you have taken more control over.
Well, in many, many ways. First, the business side of it. This is my first independent release. I went through big changes last year in management, and one of the big changes I made was to decline my record company's offer and go ahead and make my own record. This is my own label. It's distributed through another company called Caroline Records, but the majority of it I own, which is very different than the old model that artists used to have.
And you had had a relationship with that label for
a couple decades, right? 25 years, yeah. Over 25 years. Just wonderful label. No problem with
it. And I can understand the economics of making the decision and wanting to have control. Was it hard after that many years of working with the same parent company to say, yeah, not anymore?
Oh, yeah. Well, one, I had such great relationships with so many people that are there. Island Records is a wonderful record company. And it's a little scary because I have no one to blame now. You know, and the whole model is different, where the money is different. There's more in the back end than there is up front. So you have to really get creative on how you're going to actually create the record. Mm.
This is your 12th album.
Yay.
Right?
That's
over how many years? This was one every couple of years.
This has been 26 years.
I read that you started out singing in choir, and your voice does not strike me as a choir voice.
That is why the choir director put me in the back row of the choir. That's, she used to say that, because I didn't know what to do with you. Your voice was so strange. I put it in the back. But I just loved music. I wanted to be around it. And the church and school choir was where music was happening.
When you were doing that kind of singing, did you have to work hard to find out how to make your voice fit with the other group, or were you just the black sheep?
I kind of, at that point, I didn't really know that I was so unusual. I knew I was an alto. I knew I'd like to sing low, except I remember my high school music teacher thought I was a very good soprano because I had a really good high voice, which I never, ever use. And so he had me singing the high parts, and that wasn't so much fun because that wasn't where my soul was. But by that time, I was already playing in bands around the town in bars and stuff.
You had talked about launching your own music company for your record. Looking back to the early to mid-90s, when your album sold over 6 million copies, does that number seem completely bizarre looking at it through the glasses of 2014?
It is bizarre in that model does not exist anymore. The model of you put an album out and the public has to go buy it to listen to it. That doesn't exist anymore. My kids can listen to a commercial on the television, put up their cell phone, Shazam it, boom, buy it, and they've got it a minute later. That changes it. Also, the online capability, just the capability of people to just download music, you know, free as it were, you know, and I'm sure, you know, I know that that's out there. So that changes the model. Yet, what doesn't change is I still believe there's 6 million people out there listening to it. Just because it doesn't register as a purchase, it's still that many people who listen to it and then who want to come hear me live.
Melissa Etheridge is my guest live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is called This Is M.E. or This Is Me. What do you want to play first for us today?
Well, let's do a song called Take My Number. This is off the new record, This Is Me. And there was a lot of collaborations on this album. That was the nature of how I got the album made. And this is called Take My Number.
Do you mind if I sit down next to you? Well, I remember you from school. You seem to have a good heart. Well, way back then, you were gonna make it big. But it that's divorced now with a couple kids. That brings you back to these parts. Everybody stumbles, everybody hits the ground. No use running scared when those changes come around. And you don't know what might be waiting for you tonight. Oh, you really shouldn't drive. You had too much to drink. And you shouldn't be alone, where all you're gonna do is think. So take my number, or I can take you home. We can sit all night and talk. But there's a diner always open just around the block. So take my number, or I can take you home. All those dreams that were gonna set us free. What did we ever know at 23 about what we really want? Everybody's got a fire that's always gonna burn. No way to put it out. All we ever do is learn. And you don't know what might be waiting for you tonight. Oh, you really shouldn't drive. You had too much to drink. And you shouldn't be alone, where all you're gonna do is think. So take my number, or I can take you home. We can find a cup of coffee. We can sit all night and talk. There's a diner always open just around the block. So take my number, or I can take you home. Take you home. Do you mind if I sit down next to you? Oh, well, I remember you from school. You seem to have a real good heart. Oh, you really shouldn't drive. You had too much to drink, and you shouldn't be alone, where all you're gonna do is think. So take my number, or I can take you home. We can find a cup of coffee. We can sit all night and talk. And there's a diner always open just around the block. Take my number, or I can take you home. My number, honey, I can take you home.
That is Melissa Etheridge live here on Jefferson Public Radio with music from the new album. Do you call it This Is Me, or do you call it This Is M.E.?
I call it This Is Me.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, it's This Is Me dot E, M dot E dot. So it is the initials. It's both, but I call it This Is Me.
I find it interesting that the instrument that you have chosen to bring in is a 12-string.
Oh.
Usually that's a tool that performers bring out for a song or two. Is this your kind of chosen axe?
Ever since I was 14, I heard a guy playing it at church camp, I believe. And I looked at that and went, wait a minute, that's more than six and it sounds great. And I bought a very large guild and it was bigger than I was. It was very hard to play. And I took it back to the music store, and he said, well, maybe you might want this new guitar called an Ovation. And since I was 14, I've been playing Ovation 12 strings. And because I did so much solo work, I developed sort of a technique on the 12 string of, it's very much rhythm. It's almost a percussion instrument to me sometimes.
Is it hard to keep all of those strings in tune? I mean, when you're out on tour, you've got a guitar tech that can work on it when you're using something else, right?
He's right in the other room, yes. That's a real luxury of being out here on the road. But also the Ovation guitar has a reputation of staying in tune a lot better than any other 12 strings.
How many songs can you play on it before you have to give it a little tweak?
On the stage, it depends on how hard I'm playing. It depends on what part of the night. If I'm banging away on it, it's only a couple songs. Mm. I mean, I can throw it out of tune in one song if I really tried. But, you know, it'll give me 3 or 4 or 5 good songs. Yeah.
You know, over the last 20 years, you have been a very visible advocate for LGBT issues. And it's been now over 20 years since you came out publicly. Was there any adverse reaction in your fan base to that announcement when it first happened? Because you were, I mean, at the time, it kind of coincided with album sales of 6 million.
And, yes, and
being, being on the Billboard charts. Did you time it that way to coincide with having the most number of people be exposed to the announcement? Did it just feel like the right time?
No. At the time, back in 92, there was no right time. Back in 92, it was a thought of, I was out to my family. I was out to all my friends. I was out and felt very confident in my life and my lifestyle and my choices. I didn't have any shadowy, closety thoughts in my real life. When I put a couple albums out, I realized, I always thought someone was going to ask me, but there was a sense of don't ask, don't tell in the professional music press. And I would kind of just speak genderlessly and they would just go on with it. Now, I finally got on the cover of this one music magazine. It was Music Express. And I had done an interview with a fella and he ended up changing all of my pronouns to him and my boyfriend. And it just sent me off because I thought, oh my God, the people that know me are going to think that I'm making this up and I'm lying, and that's not okay.
Yeah.
So in 92, I said, I need to come out. And I didn't know how. I didn't know what the best way was. And I was already doing work for the Bill Clinton campaign. And so I was at the inauguration, did not think of it the moment I put the microphone in my hand and said, oh, I'm proud to be a lesbian. And then I came out. And yes, it coincided with an album that then went on to sell 6 million records. If you ask me, I did more interviews about being gay in that year than really about the music. So at that point, it might have helped. I don't know. And in the long run, in the 20 years, I don't know if someone hasn't bought my record because I'm gay. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and considering how many copies that record sold, that seems like an odd thing to have had happen, that you were speaking more about your sexuality than your music.
Right. I know. When it was big. I remember when I finally, someone did an interview with me and they didn't mention me, you know, being a lesbian. I was like, that's awesome.
Sorry for bringing it up again today.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm really used to it now. And it's very much leveled out. It's just a part of my life.
Melissa Etheridge is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Her new album is called This Is Me. Just came out September 30th. What do you want to play next?
Let's play another song from that album. This is a song called A Little Bit of Me. Now, I've written all kinds of songs in my life, and I think the ones that I really resonate with the most are the very personal songs of love and its triumphs and failures and, you know, deep desires and pains and hopes. And every now and then I write a song, and I try to get at least one on every album that has more of a social meaning. I grew up in the 60s and 70s where you had Bob Dylan, you had Joni Mitchell, you had artists, Crosby, Stills, Nash, who were putting a message out there about the oneness of humanity and where we're going. And that has always been very close to my heart. So when I sat down to write this song, that is where I was coming from. And it's called A Little Bit of Me. If you believed, if you tried, it could be enough to know you were alive. If you knew the truth, it couldn't be denied. It could change the world enough that you might find that the world goes round and round and round. Everybody walks on common ground. We gotta pull together if we're gonna pull through. There's a little bit of me and a little bit of you. The world goes round and round and round.
Everybody feels a little upside down. No need to be afraid of anybody you see. A little bit of you in a little bit of me. Skin? Is it in the love? All the things about each other that we're so scared of. You can shake your head, or you can change your mind. Either way, you wake up inside yourself to find that the world goes round and round and around, and everybody walks on common ground. We gotta pull together if we're gonna pull through. A little bit of me and a little bit of you. The world goes round and round and round. Everybody feels a little upside down. No need to be afraid of anybody you see. A little bit of you and a little bit of me. In the world agree there's a little bit of you and a little bit of me. The world goes round and round and round. Everybody walks on common ground. No need to be afraid of anybody you see. A little bit of you and a little bit of me.
That is Melissa Etheridge live here on Jefferson Public Radio with another song from her new album called This Is Me. You mentioned that you have spent quite a bit of time on this album co-writing with a number mm-hmm. of different people. Mm-hmm. Is that a relatively new thing for you, or has it kind of come and gone over your career?
That is a relatively new thing. I maybe collaborated on a couple of my albums with musicians I had worked with mostly.
Because I find this kind of interesting that for the first time, you're now an independent artist with your own record label. Aha, I'm finally free. I'm going to work with others.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Because in that collaboration where I have 100%, it comes from me, and the lyrics, 98% of the lyrics are mine. It's a musical collaboration, which brings me into 2014. It inspires me to do so much, and I think it's about that collaboration that's what makes this album so great.
A couple of congratulations are in order. First, your marriage.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
Also, we are very close to a 10-year anniversary.
Yes, in just about 2 weeks, it will be 10 years cancer-free. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. All is well?
All is so well. Cancer-free, healthier, happier than I've ever been.
The solo tour, which is what you are now out on, mm-hmm. over the course of the evening, new songs from This Is Me, old songs as well?
Yeah, the solo tour, I do about 2 new songs a night. I love playing all of my songs for people, and my shows usually consist of definitely the hits, which we all love to sing at the top of our lungs and pump our fists to, and a couple like deep album tracks, and then a couple new songs is usually what a show of mine you'll get.
What's been the most difficult thing for you going back into your catalog and working an arrangement out for just you up there by yourself of any of your older songs?
Oh, it actually hasn't been difficult. It's because the songs come from a place of me just singing and writing them myself, it's easy to stand up and just do it again. The pleasure is I am using more things on stage. I've got more guitars. I have what's called a looper where I can play something and then put it on a loop and it'll keep playing and I can pick up another guitar and play to that. So I like to put I've got a little hand drum that I put some beats in, and it's a really intimate way to see me and my songs kind of all fleshed out. It's cool. I get to know my songs a little better.
Did all of your songs start with guitar, or are you the person that sits down at the piano and noodles around a bit?
Yeah, a lot of songs came from piano. Not a lot. I'd say about a tenth of the songs came from piano.
Do they end up being different kinds of songs?
Very much so, yeah. Because when I play the guitar, there's certain keys that I can play in, and there's certain things that, you know, there's about four or five really solid go-to things on the guitar. The piano, I can write in keys that I don't write in on the guitar, and I can, you know, play things that I don't. That's why I like to mix it up every now and then.
And I want to leave by asking about your kids, because you've got a few kids, and they're getting their...
Do you want one? No. I have four. I have many. No, I love my children.
And the eldest is like in teenage years, right?
Yes.
Do they think what mom does is cool, or are they just like, give me my own space?
You know what? It's a funny place. When they were 12, 13, I was embarrassing to them. You know, oh my gosh, mom, don't sing. What are you doing? And then they kind of, through osmosis, through seeing what I do and seeing the way people react to what I do, they have a really lovely respect for what I do. And I've always loved that if I get up and sing, my kids, especially my teenagers, will say, mom, that was great. That was a good job. Now, anything else beyond that? Oh no, I am not cool. But that they do. They have a lovely respect, and we all share music in our family, and it's a lot of fun.
Do they give you feedback when you're working on new music?
Oh yeah. Especially my oldest two. Yeah, my son and daughter, because they love music. We've grown up discussing music and listening to it all the time, and they do. They'll tell me what they like, and they'll tell me what they don't.
Do they give you that teenage look? Like, yeah, no.
Only when I say something. Sometimes it's just not cool.
What do you want to go out with today?
I'm going to go out with just something that we all know. How about that?
Perfect.
So, yes, let's do a little. Come to my window. Crawl inside and wait by the light of the moon. Come to my window. I'll be home soon. Dial the numbers just to listen to your breath. I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache. You don't know how much I'd give or how much I can take just to reach you, just to reach you. I cannot afford to sleep, giving away promises I know that I can't keep. Nothing fills the blackness that has seeped into my chest. I need you in my blood, and I am forsaking all of breath just to reach you, just to reach you. Thank you.
Melissa Etheridge is my guest live on Jefferson Public Radio today. Her new album is called This Is Me. It's been a real pleasure to have you.
My pleasure. I love coming and talking to you. Love all your listeners. Thank you very much.